Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good morning, I'm Kelly. And I'd like you guys to pick the adventure we're going to go down here. Would you guys like to hear about what I'm going to do on my upcoming trip? Or men that I think are losers?
Ooh, that one.
Losers.
Okay. Losers.
Oh,
losers.
It's like a much longer list.
I don't want to see your dumb slideshow.
I have not
that
said
hasn't
this
even
out
taken
loud.
Place yet.
Yeah, I have not said this out loud yet, and I've just been dying to.
Oh,
if you are a man who refers to yourself as an alpha male, you are a loser. You are a loser. I heard somebody, and this is I overheard this in a conversation, okay, who was like, I am an alpha male, and I'm living in a beta male world. You are a loser. If you have to say that and pump your chest out and say it to a woman who is just sitting there trying to listen to you while you're, I don't know, having a crisis because you're a pussy in real life, you are a loser. No alpha person in general ever has to say, I am an alpha. It is established based off of how you act and your actions through strength, honesty, confidence, and building up other people and protecting them make you an alpha, not saying it out loud. So if you're a type of man who has said that, or even a woman or whoever has said that, I'm an alpha, check your little bitch self at the door, because more than likely you are a weak little chode. I cannot believe that I heard somebody say that out loud, and I almost turned and spit on them.
Was this person talking at you?
No, they weren't even talking to me.
Okay.
I actually don't know this person.
I agree with everything you said.
No, I think it's 100%
spot
true,
on.
Yeah.
I think you represent yourself with your actions.
Like the people I know that I would say they're pretty alpha, they would never say it.
No.
Their strength is in their character.
No.
And the way they behave, yeah.
And this person was like, I get shamed for this, and people have turned alphas into womanizers and people who blah, blah, blah. I was like, you kind of sound like a douche who's probably gotten caught cheating multiple times, and you try and use your, like, I want to spread my seed to everybody to prove that you're an alpha type of, and you're not. You're not.
That's what I'd expect
just a weak
beta-ass bitch to say.
Yeah, exactly. You are a chode. Honestly, and he was way too attractive to be talking like that. And that's the problem, is he knows that he's hot, probably.
Yeah.
So he says probably stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you probably are a womanizer, and you probably are doing terrible things to people and justifying it by saying, 100 years ago, I'd have been awesome. Yeah, you know what was happening 100 years ago? We were setting up for a Holocaust in World War II. And you know who was doing that? People who claim they were alpha males. So
they're pretty alpha.
Yeah, go join that little club. I dare you. Like, don't say that. Anyway, I'm also going to see Alanis Morissette in a castle in Dublin, so I was going to tell you guys about that.
Oh, man, I bet that'll tone your feelings down.
I know. Oh, yeah. Honestly, all day yesterday, I was like, I'm making a playlist because I couldn't believe somebody had said that out loud. And I jammed to Alanis Morissette, and I was like, I think she got her heart broken by a douchebag who thought he was an alpha, too, or a couple of them.
Dave Coulier is not an alpha.
You're right.
Yeah. He is so not. He does voices and puppets.
Whoa, well, blow me down. I'm Dave Coulier. Get in this theater.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's never thought he was an alpha, for sure, right?
Originally, he said, he suck it out.
Yeah.
I can't believe we have so many great Dave Coulier impressionists on this show.
It's just impressions of the impressions he did.
Yeah.
Which weren't that great.
I am Maitland, and I'm going to piggyback off of Kelly and talk about loser men. Because I also think that the alpha type sucks. But there is a subsect of the alpha type where it's these dudes that think that they are so alpha, but are also like, I'm just so mysterious that nobody can get to know the real me.
The mysterious man.
Get bent, you loser.
Yeah, you mean the guy who doesn't have a personality and doesn't know who he is?
Right.
Yeah, that loser? Yeah. You're so mysterious.
I have a friend. He's been my friend for like 10 years. Who has that whole, you know, one time he said to me, he goes, I'm the ghost of Grand Rapids. You stupid idiot.
You're invisible and nobody pays attention to you. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And no one believes in you.
Yeah, no, you're
and even the people who do doubt you.
The invisible man of Grand Rapids.
You give women the chills, that weird shiver that we get when we need to protect ourselves. That's about as
like, I feel like someone's watching me.
Yeah.
He is.
It's the ghost of Grand Rapids.
Well, and he's one of those dudes who only communicates on Snapchat.
Oh, God.
And I don't know how I've been friends with this person for 10 years without realizing, just like, you're a loser, dude. But yeah, he is. So
I don't think you're friends anymore.
I don't think we are.
I wouldn't have expected a ghost to communicate by such a modern technology.
the logo is a ghost.
Yeah, it's true. So. But I mean,
oh wow! Wow.
But they should
really
be like
the ghost.
The only
the
way
town.
Ghosts are allowed to communicate is in the fog on your mirror in the bathroom when you take a shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe wiggle a book.
Yeah, maybe leave a message in the dust. On a shelf.
Yeah, you can't communicate by anything techie.
No.
Yeah.
No, I
go
really
go rock slowly in an attic, stupid.
I really do think that anybody who says, yeah, I'm just mysterious, that means you don't have a personality until you cling to somebody, that you suck their personality out of them. And that's what makes you mysterious is, I still haven't figured out who I am yet, so I'm actually deeply insecure, but I've replaced that word with mysterious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves
loser.
I'm pleased to say I don't know any men who've ever been like, yeah, I just feel like I can't imagine a guy saying that.
Right?
I just wouldn't hang out with guys like
no.
that. Like,
I don't
it's
know
just
why
not
I did.
Like the kinds of people.
All I can think of is that guy on VH1 Mystery who came up with the weird dating techniques. Who's where he, like, do you remember that? Like, he was like, he could get anyone a date no matter how introverted you were.
Mr. Quirky, he'd be like, you got to wear something that's unusual so they'll talk to you. Like,
so,
like, you know, like airplane goggles.
Or a tie with a t-shirt.
Or a banana costume at a concert.
Yeah.
Yes.
He would dress like a steampunk and then go out and go up and say, I bet I can guess where your dress is from.
Or
something like that. And then people would be like, whoa, that guy's quirky. A mystery. That's my name.
Mm-hmm. That's the opposite end of the spectrum.
Like, yeah, no, it's different.
Like, you need some mystery, but I also need you to be, like, I need to be able to read you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just not, yeah, there's like not like a billboard, but like a book.
It's a delicate, no, not even a delicate. There's a balance.
Well, yeah, you'd like to be able to be surprised by someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not have to guess whether or not they like mustard.
Well, I could tell you if I like mustard.
Because a mysterious person, that's what they are. Like, well, I don't know if I like mustard. What do you think? I think I'm going to get in a car and drive away now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the type of person where, like, we would, anytime you go out to lunch with him, he used so many napkins. And so
that's a weird criticism.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is weird, though. Why do you need so many napkins?
He would use so many napkins.
Ghosts need napkins.
And then
it's a white sheet I'm wearing.
He said he had been going on dates with the same girl for a while. And one day she just asked the server, like, hey, can we get some extra napkins? And he ghosted her because he was like, she got to know me too well. For you using a ton of napkins?
She got to know me too well.
God, that's part of your personality, honestly.
And, and ghosts can't use the term ghost.
No.
Not. I'm really hung up on the term ghost.
What would they say? Mankinded?
I don't know. Mead?
Humaned?
Yeah.
I'm mead or good. I bet she was very disappointing by your good meing.
So when you say you made someone your boo... Is that also ghosting?
Ooh. No, that would make them too close. They'd figure him out.
Are you new boo goofing?
Maitland's old napkin friend was always new boo goofing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, God. To be described as Maitland's napkin friend. Like,
her mysterious napkin
you're
friend.
You're so mysterious.
Jesus.
Her napkin specter.
Oh, on his third napkin, he revealed he had a partridge the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay, if he could do magic tricks, honestly, redeemable.
No, because as I've said before,
apparition.
Because like we've gone over, magicians only want to get you nude.
Oh, yeah.
That's their ultimate goal. Like they start out with look at the handkerchief coming out of my sleeve. Oh, boom, you're naked.
And don't be thrown off by people who say they're an illusionist. They're the same.
What about a mentalist?
Same.
I can't imagine what Steve's school assemblies were like, since he thinks all magicians want to get your clothes off. I think
they
you're gonna
do.
I think you need to go back into therapy.
Name one magician that got into magicianing for the purpose of just being a magician. No, they want your clothes off.
I'm trying to think of one.
Nope. David Copperfield. Pervert.
Definitely not him.
No, definitely not
he
him.
He seemed like a giant pervert.
Yeah.
Chris Angel. That
definitely,
guy's weird.
No, yeah, anybody who looks like that emo and stuff, you know they want to get clothes off.
What about
no
Teller from Penn and Teller?
Is he the little one?
He's the little one that doesn't speak.
Oh, no, total pervert.
What?
Yeah, the ones who don't
based
talk are the ones
what?
You got to watch out for.
He doesn't
speak. Mystery.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody knows anything about that guy.
Is as their act. He speaks like in interviews.
No, he doesn't.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.